something and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. So guys, I had an interesting experience before I got here today.
Really?
Yeah, I was at a restaurant. I went into the men's restroom.
Okay.
And there was a guy at the urinal, grown man, with his pants all the way down to his ankles.
Okay.
And there was only two urinals, so I went to the one next to him. And he was seemed to have some like breathing issues going on.
This did not happen.
No, it for real did. So I'm just kind of like, wow.
Like, was he breathing heavy or?
Let me see.
Can you demonstrate this for us?
Yeah, give me a second here to remember. It was kind of like this.
Okay. This is not normal. There are kids that listen to this.
So, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm just telling you how he's breathing.
Okay, so I have this visual, and Lauren, I don't know if you do too.
Yes, I mean, he has asthma.
You think that's what it is?
It could be asthma. But
hold on. So if you have asthma, in order to breathe well at the urinal, you got to have your pants all the way down to your ankles.
So I'm picturing walking in and the pants are down to the ground and hit the
full, yeah, I mean,
the full moon is out.
As soon as I walk in, I see butt crack.
Okay, that's what, yeah.
And, you know, it's not a kid. Like a little kid in the bathroom going, you know, that's expected. This is a girl, old man.
Maybe he just dropped him on accident. They just slipped. Maybe.
You know, there's people out there that like when they go number two, that they completely take off all their clothes and get naked to go. It's true.
It does not happen.
Yeah.
Remember who does that?
Remember that episode of Seinfeld?
Well, I can tell you it's not me, but I promise you it's a thing.
Remember the episode of Seinfeld when George goes into the bath? He's at a party, right? And he's one of those guys that he takes his shirt off when he goes number two.
Okay.
So he's at a party. He's got to go number two. He goes into the bathroom at the party, takes off his shirt, does number two, but he forgets to put his shirt back on. And he comes back out at the party and then kind of realizes he doesn't have a shirt on.
So he was in that category.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So anyways, back to this.
I wonder why they do that. Do you think it's because maybe like when they poop, like they're working so hard and pushing, like that they sweat, or maybe like
they don't want any restrictions,
or maybe they don't want, maybe they think pooping's gross, so then they want like their clothes off and everything, so that way nothing is like dirty. Maybe they're not good wipers.
Maybe it's like a ritual where like they take all their clothes off and they fold them neatly.
Yeah.
Maybe light a candle.
Ooh. Yeah.
You guys don't pay me enough to
okay, so, dropping the kids off at the pool, baby.
Okay, so
I need to talk to HR.
Yeah. You guys,
we are HR.
You guys.
Shit.
Okay, so let me finish the story.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
So I'm peeing. He gets done, pulls his pants up, go washes his hands, and then because I'm done peeing, but I'm waiting there. Like, I don't want to make eye contact with this guy, right?
I think that'd be so awkward.
And so he's walking out, and my urinal's next to the door going out. And he hits me on the back.
You're kidding.
He hits me on the back, and he goes, "Well, when you get to be my age, you got to be thankful it works," or something like that.
No, no.
You're kidding.
No. And then he walks out and I just said, "Yeah, that's what I've heard."
Oh my goodness. Well, can I tell you guys a story that I just thought of?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One time I was at like a formal banquet, you know, like we always have to go to these fundraisers because I used to be a cheerleading coach, and I'm sitting at a table, you know, with the other coaches and their husbands and everyone. And I go to the restroom. And then as I'm walking out of the restroom, the boys' restroom is, you walk past it and the door was open and the other coach's husband was using the restroom. And I saw him through the mirror and I made eye contact with him.
Oh, no. So,
as he's using the restroom. So wait,
when you made eye contact,
he made a face.
I want to know what kind of face. Did like his eyeballs get really big?
It gets better. So then I sit back down at the table with his wife, and then he comes back to the table. And then me and the other coach go and get a drink, and I tell her what happened. And I said, I tell her the whole story, what happened. And then I go, oh my God, I said, they're all staring at me and he's telling people right now. And the cheer coach goes, no, he's not. It's okay. It's all good. She's trying to calm me down because I'm so uncomfortable. Uh-huh. And what do I say to this, his wife, that I just saw your
junk
husband in the bathroom?
You didn't.
But I like, didn't see anything.
You didn't see no. The junk. Okay, good.
And so then she goes, that did not happen or whatever. And then he comes over and tells me that he just told his wife what happened. And thankfully, they're all kind of laughing. Uh-huh. But I'm so uncomfortable at this formal banquet.
And you know what? He probably came over to tell you that he told his wife it to make light of it. So that way you wouldn't feel awkward.
It was weird. And then the other cheer coach, I look at her and I said, I told you so. And she goes, oh my goodness, you were right. Because they were totally talking about us.
I think it would be so weird. You know, something that's always like, I think is very weird. I don't know why. How Ezra was saying, like, you go in the men's bathroom and the urinals are right by each other. And then, you know, buck up to it, right?
Up. You drop your pants to your ankles
and then they do their thing, but then there's this person standing right next to them, like where they could talk and chat. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, it's like, have you ever gone to the restroom with a girl and she continues to talk to you as well?
Oh yeah.
And do you continue talking or do you feel weird continuing to talk?
Well, no, if she starts talking, then I feel like I need to talk.
Correct.
Girls going to the bathroom in a group, is that still a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
But when you're actually in the stall and the girl's talking to you, but then there's also still other people in the restroom that you do not know.
Yeah.
So do you still continue or? Yeah.
Sometimes you take your girlfriend in with you because she's like, I think I'm going to like, no, I think sometimes girls, you know, they take, you know, each other to the bathrooms and go in groups for different reasons. One is like, if you know, for safety reasons. And then the other one is if you need your friend to like, start doing double flushes while you're going because you're going number three.
Number three.
I've never had that.
What was that? The word that you said where like that sound comes out when you're in the bathroom?
Oh my goodness.
I don't remember.
It happens to us.
And so you're like,
you
tell your girlfriend like, hey, I don't know what's going to come out and I need you to start flushing.
Have you done that before?
Let me ask you this. If you're in the
bathroom. I have not, but I've been I was the one that was asked to do it.
I've never had that happen to me.
You're in the bathroom and say you walk in the bathroom and it's a public restroom and someone's going number two and you walk in and they notice you walk in and they do a courtesy flush. Mm-hmm. Should you say, appreciate it? Or do you just not say anything?
I try to stay out of bathrooms as much as I can because they're so awkward. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Have you ever had to spare a square?
What?
You should always spare squares.
Remember?
I honestly do not know what you're talking about.
Toilet paper.
You don't watch Seinfeld, do you?
I haven't. I used to.
I don't even think it was on when I was born.
Elaine's in the bathroom and she's out of toilet paper and she's asking the lady next door if she'll spare a square and the lady tells her no.
That definitely has happened to me. Like, to the, like when you run out in your stall and then you ask the person next to you if they could pass some under, that's definitely happened to me. And I'm the one that asked.
Yeah. I
would ask if I needed it.
Yeah.
I rarely use a public restroom for number two. Like I take care of my business at home. But if I went into a public restroom to do that, I would check first to make sure there's toilet paper.
Yeah. You know, the worst incident that I had was when me and my friend Shannon were going camping at Lake Patoka and she decided to too, we got protein, like protein bars and like drinks, whatever. And then she decided that we were going to take the back roads to get to this campground halfway in the middle of nowhere. You know, when you get that, like your stomach's cramping and you start sweating and all I see around us is nothing. And like you were in Deliverance. And I'm like, I'm going to have to do something I've never done before. Like, I'm going to have her pull over, go in the woods, wipe with a leaf, whatever. But anyways, I was so scared. Anyways, I made it. I made it to the bathroom. But seriously, I was clenching.
So when you go on your camping escapades, and it's the group bathroom and showers, right?
Yeah.
The community showers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So when you're in there, is it like while you're trying to shower and get clean, are people also in there going number two?
Yeah. And it's very, there's a lot of moisture in there because of the hot showers.
It smells like, Yeah.
So you guys check this out. You know, I know we kind of haven't even jumped on this topic that I wanted to talk to you guys about today because we're obviously talking about poop and that's because of Ezra. But anyways, I was scrolling through, you know, people that have Facebooks. Are you guys members of like our local chatters?
Yes, well, that is where you go for all of my entertainment.
I was at one point, but I left all of them because they're just so ridiculous.
Okay, so Lauren says she's on there for entertainment because why?
Because people go nuts.
They go nuts.
Over stuff that doesn't involve them or has nothing to do with them.
It brings the crazies out of the woodwork.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Okay. I was on it was Center Grove chatter, this one, and this was last week. Anyways, I just kept seeing this comment getting, you know, blown up. And I'm like, what did this person say? You know, because I get notified this person keeps commenting or, you know, and so I go to this, you know, feed and I look at the comment. Apparently, and I want to see what you guys think about this. There was a family who got their daughter baptized and they were super excited about, you know, that day and whatever that they wanted to share it with their local community. So they posted the picture of her being baptized on the chatter and the post ended up being removed. And it created a big fiasco and people were fighting. I mean, this group is a huge group, you know, thousands of people in it. And people were fighting over if you should be able to post anything religion-based into a public forum. I mean, it was ugly.
Well, I mean, Greenwood Chatter is not run by the government, right?
Right.
So if it's called Greenwood Chatter, I mean, it's no different than if you go to a party and you're hanging out with a bunch of different people of different religions.
And please note, this was the Center Grove Chatter, but same thing, right?
Yeah. I don't think it should have been. Number one, I don't understand why they posted that to begin with. Well, like,
somebody posted,
who cares?
Yeah, somebody posted about their daughter being baptized. They were proud. But then under that feed, people were like going after them, saying that this is not the place to post anything, you know, religion-based.
I would say not necessarily. Was it in a Center Grove church?
Well, they're a family from here. I don't know where the baptism took place, but they were just sharing the news with, you know, people.
Their Center Grove.
I feel like if it's Greenwood Chatter or Center Grove Chatter, anything goes. You can post whatever.
Why? Why if it's Center Grove?
Well, on whatever chatter, if it's Greenwood or
whatever. Any chatters. Okay.
I'm just saying, if it's not run by the government to where you have to have a separation of church and state or... It just
or like a school.
Goes along with here's what I would say. If it was run by the government couldn't promote. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. But basically what I'm saying is it's a Greenwood chatter page, meaning there's no rules as far as what you can talk about. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but number one, me, I'm not going to go on some chatter page with a bunch of people I don't know and post stuff about my family or what. To me, that's weird. But if that's what they want to do, I don't think it should necessarily be taken down. Mm-hmm. Unless there's a rule that says that when you join.
Right.
You know, I don't know what the rules are when you join, but to me, that's
so that was addressed. You know, a person on there did address the fact that there's nothing when you join this group that says that you cannot post anything like that. So
that's not a rule.
It's not a rule. But the argument was, is that some people found it very offensive. And the reason they found it offensive is because of their own personal beliefs. And so it is, right? So here's my thing is, if you start silencing people's voices, and everybody's going to be super sensitive to each person's beliefs, then you're talking a magnitude of things that you should not be able to say, right? But why couldn't that person or these people that were so offended by the fact that they baptized their child and that they posted it on this news feed? What is so wrong with just, you know, keep like cruising through, ignore the comment. If you're not a fan of it, who cares? You're not in their life. Why the hell do you care so much about what they posted?
I agree.
Exactly.
And that's why I like left those pages. Because it's just crazy people on there, man.
It is. But this one, I think, is a very, you know, we see the stupid stuff on there all the time. And we're going to start talking about that and the what's popping in our news feeds and these chatters. But why is the control over the belief in faith in God and what we can and can't do is getting so so controlled? And I don't know. It's to me, being a Christian and knowing what Jesus, you know, did for me, I think it's sad.
Well, here's what I'd say. Now, if you're talking about public school, what I would say to that is you can't, if you're going to let a school have prayer, a public school, then you need to open it up to all prayers of whatever religions, because our government, our constitution has religious freedom. Mm-hmm. Protects all religions. So you can't just say, okay, here's a public school funded by the government, but you can only say Christian prayers in here. You can't do that, in my opinion. And I think that our constitution kind of lays that out. Now, on this Greenwood Chatter page, that's
not something funded by taxpayers. Right.
I mean, in my opinion, yeah, if someone posts something and it's not, it's religious, but it doesn't have anything to do with what you believe or your religion, who cares? Ignore mm-hmm. it. You don't have to comment, you know? That's what's dumb about those pages. Everyone feels like they're entitled to an opinion, and their opinion has to have some kind of value when the reality is it doesn't. Your opinion doesn't mean shit. You're not special.
Okay.
So what do you guys think about schools or even teachers or educators endorsing like political candidates?
I think a teacher can endorse whoever they want. Schools can't endorse people. Now, a teacher's union could, but like a school, like Greenwood High School can't come out and say, we're endorsing this candidate. There's rules against that. Campaign rules, and I can't think of all of it off the top of my head, but
do you guys think it's wrong or right? Because I think there's also the argument that a teacher can do whatever they'd like. However, if that was my kid's teacher and they weren't endorsing what I liked, I would definitely be a little hesitant.
My question would be, when the teacher is endorsing what they're endorsing, are they pushing their beliefs or their thought processes into your child, right? Are they keeping the endorsement separate from their job, or are they bringing it into the classroom?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's something.
Which is a hard job.
Yeah, politics need to stay out of schools. But the problem is politicians run the schools. You've got teachers' unions. So it's just politics is there. Politics needs to stay out of schools. But when they're run and funded by politicians, that's where you kind of run into some issues. But yeah, should a teacher inflict their political views onto students? Absolutely not.
And so then you're also going up to the next level. Would a school you know, could a school back a candidate? And if you're associated, you know, like we just saw something recently where a coach had endorsed, you know, locally a candidate. Is that is in this coach is very, very well known here for his success and just did a public endorsement that was on social media. And now I believe it was taken down, but do you think that if you're a coach, are you, should you be allowed to do that?
A coach or a teacher or a principal can endorse whoever they want, but they can't do it on behalf of the school. However, unless when they were hired in their contract, it says something like you're not allowed to endorse candidates.
And so then maybe the scenario with that circumstance, maybe it is because in the picture where, you know, that was taken of the endorsement, it was at the location of the school and it had the school's name. They were all wearing, you know, the school's name and everything. So that could be misconstrued to think that the entire school system is supporting. So maybe it was, hey, if you're going to endorse, put on, you know, not our, you know, a clothing attire and name and get in your regular clothes and do it off site. Right.
Yeah. You can't do political stuff. You can't campaign on taxpayer property.
Well, that's even with the city building.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of that.
Like I couldn't, if library. I was campaigning, I couldn't go to the city building and do a bunch of campaign photos. Cause there's laws and rules against that. And with the school, if a coach wants to endorse a coach or a teacher wants to endorse someone, they can do that. But I don't know that they, it depends on what, I don't think they can associate, be like, hey, you know, let's say the coach's name's John Doe. John Doe can come out and say, I'm endorsing candidate A. I'm John Doe. But I don't think, I think there's a rule against John Doe coming out and saying, I'm John Doe, head coach of the Center Grove football team, and I'm endorsing this guy. I think there's rules against that. You can't tie
this school to it.
Right.
Right.
The reality is
off site, go away from the school and don't put any of the school's name behind it.
Yeah. And the reality is, everyone's probably already knows who most people probably know who the head coach of Center Grove football team is. So you don't even really need to tie the school to it because you're just going to know. But that's the proper way to do it, is go somewhere offsite and get John Doe to endorse you or whatever. That's fine.
Right. Because every person still, they should have that right to endorse who they want.
So the post you're talking about that got taken down, there was possibly a campaign violation of some sorts that went on. I don't know. I didn't see it. So I don't really know what the deal is on that.
It's probably a campaign violation or maybe something in the school contract of what, you know, what, when you are doing this stuff, what you should be doing.
And see, a lot of those chatter pages, you have to look at who's running them and why and all that. So, you know, in my opinion, you have to remember that social media is private. It's a private sector. So basically, whoever runs Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, they can do whatever they want. It's a private sector. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there that protects your free speech. I know people try to do that. And that's why I say, until Congress starts regulating social media, which they're trying to do, pretty much anything can go on there as far as whatever you want to say. If you say something and someone from Facebook or whatever takes it down, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Right.
Now, there's on political pages, for example, at least in Indiana, there's state law that if someone posts something on social media, like if I post something political on my political Facebook page and someone comments, I cannot delete that comment. It's against state law. That's why I took my page down, because I don't want to deal with that shit, because it's not fair for someone to go on my campaign page and troll me or harass me or lie about shit, and I'm not allowed to delete it.
Right.
So that's why I'm not playing that game anymore.
Can you sue for defamation?
Probably. But who's got time for that? Or the money?
Not you.
Until those big checks start rolling in from Hill of Beans.
Big checks. Do you hear that, world? You can spread lies about Ezra.
Listeners, if you want to donate to Hill of Beans to fund my lawsuit.
Ezra's checking account number is.
But going back
to... At the end of the day, you can sue for anything you want.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah, you find an attorney and they'll find something you can sue for. Mm-hmm. You know? But going back to the original thing, it's ridiculous that they took it down, and it's just I don't know, it's bizarre to me the way people behave on social media. They're thirsty for attention. They're trying to be relevant. When you're, what I've noticed is, maybe this is true, maybe it's not true, it seems to be a trend that I have seen over the years, is you get someone that is trying to be relevant, meaning they're unhappy with themselves because they don't feel like they matter or they're important. And they're trying to prove something like, look at me, look how smart I am, look how funny I am, look how much of an asshole I am, or whatever, you know? And it's just very weird to me. But it's sad to see adults do that, because that's what kids do for attention. You know, and what I see it play out with adults on social media.
Yeah, there might be, I can see what you're saying there. And so I go back to that post about the baptism, and then, you know, somebody going on there saying this isn't appropriate. You don't need to have this on there. Why do you have to tell the world about your daughter being baptized? Whatever. In that moment, you're saying that they cannot bypass that comment, or they're not willing to bypass that comment because they believe they have a stance and they want to put themselves out there for for attention.
Yes. And because, so, okay, say someone comments on there, hey, nobody cares, I'm offended by this because I don't believe Christianity is right, or whatever. Okay. They comment that. Now, if that same person's walking down the street and they see those same people having a baptism and they say, hey, we're having a baptism for my daughter, isn't that great? Do you want a piece of cake? That person will be like, okay, cool, thanks. And then they walk on down the road going about their own business, because there's no one there they're trying to impress. But they think, when someone comments on Facebook, they fucking think everyone's going to see it and be like, oh my God. And right. Then he's like, yeah, man, did you see my comment on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yo, man.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I see all the time. And it's bizarre, like, to me.
Yeah. And there are people out there that are constantly seeking a debate situation, like wanting to stir the pot.
To prove.
Okay. There's a great documentary out on Netflix called The Anti-Social Network. And it's basically about trolls on the internet and people that like would purposely do stuff to try and, you know, hurt people, cause issues with someone doing something online. And actually it's also it talks about a lot of hackers that do the same thing, where if like there's a business they don't like and how they hack in to their system and fuck their shit up and try and steal their money and do all this crazy stuff. But it opens the window and gives you a view into the type of people that do that stuff.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched that yet, I highly recommend it.
Altogether, you know, I think about this a lot. Like, is this worth it? Are these platforms really worth it? You know, what the direction that we have gone. And, you know, obviously the creator of this was thinking, you know, way outside the box. And I think initially it was to bring people together to have good conversation. And so that way people could connect easier.
Yeah. I mean, it's called social media to be social, but it's turned into a lot of
chaos. Craziness and chaos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
well, it's caused, you know, it's taken division and drove the wedge in even deeper.
Deeper. Yeah. There's people out there that use it in their, they're very lonely. Right. And so that's their way to interact with people, or they think mm-hmm. it is. Or you have people that are antisocial, or they, you know, have social anxiety or whatever, and they want to use it to, you know, have some sort of connection. Okay. But I think about when I compared to when I was younger, prior to social media, as opposed to now, when in my life did I, you know, cause I have an amazing family and I'm not like lonely or anything like that, but I have felt more suppressed from people now than I did when I was younger. And I think that is because we're constantly seeing everything that looks like people are constantly doing things and always engaging people, whatever, all these pictures. And so, you know, and I feel like it's also made me socially more lazy. So I'm not engaging people as much, you know, face to face, because I can just do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of that make sense? I'm kind of talking in circles. But before social media, I was out doing all, you know, I was just, it didn't exist. And I was, you know, I never thought about the things I think about now because I'm not seeing those things. So I think I was more content without social media is what I think I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I was naturally happy on my own. You know, I think it just, I think it messes with people's minds and it can be unhealthy.
Yeah. I think about social media a lot as far as the pros and cons. And oftentimes I feel like the cons outweigh the pros to it now. And it's a different generational thing too. Like, you know, exactly what you're talking about. Like maybe social media makes you a little less social now because you just get it on your phone all the time.
Right.
Where instead of actually interacting with people, like prime example, my son, you know, now you can get on a video game and play video games with your friends. And you don't even have to be in the same room.
Right.
You can be at your home doing whatever. So you're not actually getting face-to-face interaction. Lauren, you're way younger.
Yeah. What's your thoughts?
What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know a world without social media. I think I got an Instagram when I was in the sixth grade. I remember.
Was it TrashB123 in the region?
Yep.
At TrashB123.
From the region. Yep.
So like,
yep.
Do you feel like, I mean, I feel like our generation as opposed to yours looks at social media differently because we had a time period in our life and we had matured where that was not in our life.
Yeah.
And this is all you guys know.
Yeah. Right. Like, I mean, especially, I mean, I've had the same accounts since I was 13 years old. So, obviously I don't look like I'm or think or talk the same as I do when I was 13 years old, but, and especially like when I worked corporate America, I remember we always had to make sure our social media was clean and we had nothing, you know, even sort of controversial on there. I mean, I even remember like, on Twitter, which is, you guys have, it's like X now, or is that right?
It's X, yeah.
You can even see the likes, like what other people have liked. And I even remember going through those and just making sure there wasn't anything that I even accidentally liked that was not, you know, PG.
Well, yeah, because, you know, when you get interviewed now, they're checking your social media to see what kind of person you are.
Right.
And if what you're saying in that interview is, you know, accurate.
Right. Yeah.
You can see what you like.
On Twitter, can you still? I don't know. I haven't been on in probably years. But
Actually, I have Twitter, but I just haven't been on there much. But I need to start using it more because it's one of the social media platforms that kind of is pro free speech.
Yeah.
You know, where like Facebook and some
for a while.
Of them. Yeah. Well, since Elon Musk bought Twitter and changed to X, he's really been all about free speech, meaning I'm not going to, if you post something that we don't agree with, we're not going to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be a little more active on Twitter than what I am probably just because that's a good thing in my opinion. So if you want to follow me, it's at Ezra J. Hill on X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah.
Are you guys on X?
No. I am, but I don't think I've been on like not doing anything people, for like 2 years. Like it's been 2 years since I've done anything.
Not many people, Casey and my age. What the fuck am I saying? Not many people my age or Casey's age are on Twitter, I don't think, or X. No.
I don't know.
I think we're mainly Facebook and Instagram.
What is your favorite social media platform, Lauren, that you guys use, you and Max?
Well, I use Facebook a lot for work.
Right.
Always on Facebook for work. I don't really post on Instagram. I mean, I probably sit there and scroll most through Instagram. But yeah, I'm actually logging into my ex right now.
I think
I love
I could read you some of my old tweets.
I love Facebook for, you know, we have our real estate business and that's what we do. We sell houses. I think it's great to connect with people and run ads and do things like that. And especially when we were one of the first ones in doing it, it really helped boom our business. So there's, you know, that part of it. Yeah. I love it for the business.
I think it's 100%. Great for marketing.
Yeah.
It really is. Are you going to, on social media, are you going to journal your new puppy progress?
Oh, yes. You guys, I got a new puppy.
You going to be like, thanks for following Paisley's
give her her own page
into our life.
Yeah. My husband and Willow and I were talking about it. They're like, you should give Huxley and Paisley their own page.
Are you going to?
I don't
you
know.
Should.
That would be funny.
Yeah. But then you have to
people
be like,
do that.
I know.
There's a dog on Instagram. There's a dog that actually follows me. I don't know who it is, but it's a dog.
Is it Huxley?
No. It's, I'm trying to remember.
We gave him a page when he was like, a puppy and now we don't even use it.
I think the dog's name's like Jericho or something.
Okay.
I don't know. It's funny.
One of my favorite dogs to follow and it's a golden and his name's Tucker Budson.
I follow him too.
That's so funny. I love it.
I love goldens.
Me too.
So to sum up the Center Grove Chatter post, first of all, I would have never posted that to begin with. Like, nobody, I don't mean this in a mean way, but nobody cares.
Okay.
Post that on your own personal social media page.
Okay, but that is definitely, when you're saying that you would not post that because nobody cares. Actually, that's not true. Because I'm sure in that Center Grove Chatter that there are a lot of Christians and people that go to that same church or that witnessed it or whatever and love, you know, the process and what it means to be baptized. So you are going to have, and I did see that a lot of people are like, why did you guys delete this? We love that, you know, because they are strong Christians and they believe in it. You know, why does this have to be? I don't know. I don't think it has to stay on your personal page. I just think if you want to tell the world that your daughter was baptized and they use that as one of their forms to let them know, because this is the community that they live in and you don't like it, you need to keep scrolling. Move on. If you don't like it, don't even comment. Why are you, if you don't like it, wasting your time on it?
Okay. You're right. Some people probably do care. But what I'm getting at is you're just opening it up to, when you're putting it out there on a page like that, you're just opening it up to anything. And whereas just keep it on your own personal.
Now that is true. I agree that if you are going to do it, be ready to get those kind of comments because that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
But to the people that are making comments, if you don't like it, don't just move on. Like,
you're saying it's okay to post. I say I would not post it, but I would also, I don't agree with that it got taken down because I think you should be able to post whatever on there if it's a Greenwood Chatter.
Okay. I'm with you. That's probably not something I would have posted on a Greenwood Chatter. I 100% am with you on that. But I am with you that if somebody did, they should not have taken it down.
I agree.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Correct.
Yeah. But I would not, I would be posting something like that on my personal page. And so we are on the same page.
Lauren, are you on the same page?
Yes.
All right. All right, you guys, we're going to wrap up this episode. Email us at egyptbeans@gmail.com if you have any questions. And go ahead and give us the thumbs up and a like and subscribe to our podcast, Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. And join our Facebook group on Facebook. Peace.
Out.